Blog Talk Radio.
You are listening to At Home with Victoria. Now here's your host, Victoria Gaither.
That is me, everyone. Hello, and thank you so much for taking the time to listen to At Home with Victoria, a very popular internet radio show. So we're always excited, especially when we have wonderful folks who are going to be on the show for the first time. But more importantly, people that come on At Home with Victoria that are able to give us valuable information about what is going on within their communities. So we've got a twofold for you today on the show. The first part of the show, Lee Lewis is going to join us, and she is with an organization in Salisbury, Maryland called the Holly Community. So she's going to talk a little bit about what they do there. Also, they have two upcoming events that you will be able to participate in and also help out. So we're going to talk about that. The second part of the show, we're going to talk a little bit about boxing. I was excited about this. A young lady that I met on Facebook named Jennifer has been emailing me, and she says, Victoria, you've got to talk to a boxing promoter. Her name is Wanda Bruce, and they've got some events coming up. So Wanda is going to join us the second half of the show. And Wanda does a lot of promoting, and I think especially what we're going to talk to her about is female boxing. So she's basically got the scoop on all of that, and plus she's also the founder and president of a organization called Women in Support Together. So we are also looking forward to hear about that organization. But first, we will start the conversation again with Lee Lewis, who is live tonight from Salisbury, Maryland. Lee, thank you so much for being here, darling. I appreciate it.
Good to be here.
Well, listen, I want to say, first of all, I know about your organization because when I used to be a television news anchor in Salisbury, Maryland, there were many times at our television station, and I think I've been out there one time to cover it myself, to cover what you guys do. So what you do is very valuable. So tell all of my listeners who don't know about Holly Community what it is exactly that goes on there.
Holly Community is a small nonprofit organization that has services and programs for people with disabilities. We typically cover all ages, as one of my coworkers always says, from womb to tomb, and we cover all disabilities. And we do this through assistive technology. What that means is assistive devices just to help with daily chores around the house. It could be if you'd like to sit down and write letters, or you even have trouble writing a check because arthritis is in your hand so bad that it hurts to grip the pad or the pencil. There are different devices that can. There are hearing devices. There are vision devices. There are many, many, many different types of devices.
Well, Lee, that is wonderful. And Lee, just to let you know, if you're moving around too much, we're kind of losing you a little bit. So Lee, again, is live with us tonight in Salisbury, Maryland. So if we happen to lose her on her cell phone, she is going to call back in. And Lee, you know, something I was thinking about before we did this show, with the economy being so bad and there are so many organizations out there that are being cut, you know, I personally know the need for services and what you guys do dealing with people in programs with physical and mentally disabilities, that a lot of those programs are some of the ones that you always hear that are the first to be cut, and that's always so unfortunate.
It is, and we try to research, you know, different grants to provide different funding based on the community's needs. We try to, you know, besides grants, we try to solicit donations to help support, you know, people with different needs. If they need a particular device that costs a couple $1,000s or a device that costs a couple $100s, you know, we may not always have the funds, but we try to solicit the donations to cover the cost of some item.
And, you know, also, too, and again, I'd mentioned that I've been to your center, and I've also, just in my 18 years of being a television reporter, news anchor, I've had the opportunity to report on many, many places like yours. And I remember being in a center when I worked in the Midwest, and it was just such a wonderful feeling of being in there because, you know, the thing is, at least the way that I feel, it doesn't matter what level you are at, whether you have a disability or if you don't have a disability, everybody and every individual is a person and capable of doing something. So it was just
exactly.
So cool. Yeah, it was so cool to, you know, to be in there. And there was a gentleman in a center that I went to, and his main job was basically stapling papers together. But what was so cool about it, Lee, you could tell that he was so proud to do that task, and he was so fast at it. So I just remembered that when I was thinking about talking to you tonight. And I say that to say, again, is that everybody, no matter who you are, we all have self-worth and we all have something in some way that we want to contribute to society.
Well, that's it. It's all about self-worth. We push independence. We promote independence every single day. We have a young man who works with us. He's actually our receptionist. What's so unique about that is that he is paralyzed from the neck down. He was born with a disability that... he had a lot of broken bones throughout his body, so he's been paralyzed since birth. He's 27 years old, and now we've equipped him with software on the computer that he can answer the telephones for us, transfer the calls just as you and I would do, picking up the telephone, you know, dialing the phone number. He does it all on computer. And it's just awesome because, you know, he feels like, you know, every day it's very rewarding for him that he can do a job. He has responsibilities and he has self-worth.
Yes, yes, yes. And getting back to that part about having self-worth and responsibility, there was a wonderful show, and I think it was on public television, and it talked about there was a young man who, and it basically chronicled his life, and I can't remember the disability that he had. But, you know, he had this wonderful family, and, you know, he went to school every single day and had different tasks at school that, you know, that he could do. But I remember sitting there watching that, and just the joy that I got out of watching him, you know, was priceless. You know, you could not pay any amount of money to see that although this young guy had a disability, to see that spirit with inside of his eyes that he was able to finish that task. And what was funny about it, Lee, he knew that he did a really good job, and it was just, you know, such a joyful feeling.
It is, and we see that every day. I see that every day. Just imagine, you know, you're there and you've seen it once or twice in your lifetime. I see it almost every day.
That's awesome.
It's very rewarding, very, you know, for the little bit of heartache that you kind of go through each day, you know, oh, that was a tough job or that was a long day, but look at what they go through. Look with people with disabilities, you know, we see, you know, the struggles every day, but we see a lot more of the, you know, advocacy. So they're speaking up for themselves, you know, they're being rewarded because they did an outstanding job. You know, they're always getting a pat on the back because they went over and above, you know, because they're trying to fit in. And, It's just very rewarding.
It's a great feeling.
I can't say enough about it.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly can understand that, and you're completely right. You know, my experience is I got a chance to see it maybe in my lifetime one or two times, but you guys get to see it every single day. So that definitely is rewarding, and especially I think more and more Americans are kind of sitting back and sort of taking stock of our lives, and, you know, more and more today, I think people actually really want to do work that makes a difference and really makes a difference and helps somebody. So certainly the work that the Holly community does and that you guys do over there is just absolutely wonderful. For those of you that are joining us inside the chat room, I want to thank you so much for being here. I'm talking to Lee Lewis, and she's from the Holly community. That's a nonprofit organization in Salisbury, Maryland, my old stomping grounds. I used to be one of the main television news anchors in Salisbury, and I was telling Lee before we went on the air tonight, this show is special to me because I've had been able to interview people all over the U.S. on my show, but this is the first time that I've got the opportunity to interview somebody from Salisbury, so that is very special to me as well. And Lee, we do have a question. There is more of a comment. There's a young woman who sent me an email from Florida, and she says that her son has MS, and she says that she agrees with you that although times can be tough and troubling, but it doesn't outweigh all the good moments that you see that she says that her son actually goes through. So you got some support there on that one.
Absolutely. It's incredible when you see them, you know, at the end of a tough day, you know, they're smiling because they achieved, you know, what they consider greatness. And, it may be something, maybe a simple task to us, but sometimes there's, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle. But once they get it, I did it, mm-hmm. I did it, you know, it's just, like I said again, very rewarding.
It is. Now, listen, you guys have, you've got a couple events coming up that you want to talk about. Let's talk about the first event.
Okay, April 29th from 9 a.m. to 2 p.m., we're doing a Low Vision Expo. We're going to have it in our facility, which is 926 Snow Hill Road in Salisbury. And it's all about seeing the latest low vision devices and technology, learning about benefits that the individuals may qualify for, and everyone is invited.
Okay. And I'm going to make sure we do have – is that information on your website? Because we do have your website, which is www.hollycommunity.org inside the chat room and on the information here. So I'm sure they'll be able to go on there and find that information as well.
They will, and actually it's not on there right now, but it will be on there this week. We just finalized some of the vendors and they mm-hmm. confirmed the date for sure, so we will have it posted.
Now talk about, if you can, you don't have to mention all of them, but you just mentioned that you will have some vendors there as well, so you're going to have a little bit of everything. So is this something that sort of an entire family can come out to?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. And we're going to have vendors. We're still working on a couple more, actually, but we're trying to get the VA out there because veterans, you know, with low vision, you know, how can they get help? Or hearing, even. I know mm-hmm. this is a low vision event, but there's a lot of benefits out there available for veterans and people with disabilities that we're not even aware of. So we're hoping
right.
to get some of the experts out there to tell us about, you know, the different benefits available.
Mm-hmm. That's wonderful. And, again, that the event that Lee is talking about is going to be taking place on April the 29th, and it's the Low Vision event, and it's open for everybody. There will also be vendors there. So if you are in the area on Maryland's Eastern Shore or, you know, if you happen to be on the other side of the Bay Bridge in Baltimore, Washington, and you think that this is something that you can benefit from, it is a free event. So I say come on down and do that, and then head over to Ocean City for the day, Lee. They can grab some lunch and make a whole day out of it. And you also have a second event that you guys have coming up also this summer. Let's talk about that one.
Yes, Saturday, May 7th is our signature event, our annual Spring Festival Auction Car and Bike Show. We will have a live auction at 1:00. The event runs from 10 to 3, and we'll have rides, games, Eastern Shore favorites as far as Eastern oyster fritters, barbecue chicken,
mm-hmm. yummy,
all kinds of delicious food, entertainment, you name it.
It's going to be there. I know the one on April the 29th, I think I'm out of town for that one, so I'm going to set my sights on trying to come over to the Spring Fest on May the 7th and check out the festivities there. So, and definitely both of those events on April the 29th and May 7th, especially Lee, it's getting warm outside and everybody wants to do stuff outside. So there again, I say if you already live down here on the Eastern Shore or if you're on the other side of the Bay Bridge in D.C. or Baltimore, or even Philadelphia for that matter, it may be fun to come down and make a day out of it to visit Holly Community and then go hang out at the beach and also know that you're doing a wonderful thing to help a good organization. And, Lee, I'm assuming that these kind of events that you guys have, it's important to the community center because, you know, you guys are nonprofit, so you're always looking for ways to raise money and get support in there from the community.
Absolutely. We're always doing fundraisers. You know, we depend a lot on individual donations as well as, you know, support for the fundraisers. We do get some grant money, but, you know, as you know, the grant money is designated for specific projects. So,
mm-hmm,
you know,
mm-hmm.
to just buy a piece of equipment for someone that may need it for being able to hear better or to see better, you know, there's not always you know, grant money available for that. You know, sometimes we just have to go and, you know, do a small fundraiser to try to buy new equipment. So we're always looking for donations and always have fundraisers coming up.
Absolutely. And also, just to reiterate the website for those of you, if you want to just to know more information, it's www.hollycommunity.org. And I have been on the website. And what's very cool about the website is you actually get a chance to see some of the faces and have the opportunity to kind of really read about all the wonderful things that they do there. So I encourage all of you, even if you can't make that April the 29th or the May 7th event, is to visit the website. And even if you aren't able to give at those two events, I'm sure they're not going to say no to a donation. So, you know, as we continue to live our lives and think about causes and things that we want to donate to, again, I've been there to a Holly community, so I just know that they do an absolutely wonderful job. Lee, I do have another question, and this is a young lady actually from Baltimore who emailed me and says, ha, 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 I would love to make a day out of it and then head down to Secrets in Ocean City. So.
My favorite place.
So, I know, my favorite place, too. I don't know. Is that good or bad, Lee, that that's our favorite place? We won't tell, right?
I like the music. I like the dancing.
Yes. In any event, her question is, or more of a comment, she wants to know, is this a facility where the disabled are able to live there 24/7, or is this a facility where they come and go?
Basically come and go. Come and go.
Okay.
Now we do. We are actually the back of the campus of Holly Center, which is a state residential facility for the developmentally disabled. Although we're not part of Holly Center, we are kind of the back, way back behind their campus. So there is a facility local that is a residential facility, but we are something completely different.
Right. Got you. And again, if you definitely want to know more about the organization that Lee is with, that's www.hollycommunity.org. So we were basically focusing today on those two events, April the 29th, which is the Low Vision event, and also May the 7th, the one I'm going to try to get out to. That's their Spring Festival car and bike show. It's got a lot of bidding in, as she mentioned, really, really, really good food there as well. So I think we have time for one more question before we move on. And, okay, this is another young lady from Baltimore. She wants to know, she says she probably missed this. You may have mentioned it before, Lee, but she wants to know the ages of the folks that are that you help there at the center.
Basically all ages and all disabilities.
Okay. And what's the process that one has to go through? Let's say, for example, I'm living down here on the Eastern Shore, and I have someone who is disabled, and I think that they may be able to benefit from your services. What do you do?
They can either call us or stop in, email us. All the information is on our website if they want to check out our website. And, of course, our phone number is 443-260-0822. I can call us anytime. We're typically open Monday through Friday, and we'll just step them through the process depending on what their needs are. It would depend on who they talk to in our office, but we'll step them through the whole process and see how we can best serve them.
Well, once again, I just think, Lee, what you guys do is absolutely amazing. And like I said at the beginning of the show, it is unfortunate, you know, during the state of the economy when things are going bad, that it's always programs like yours and others that are just so desperately needed within communities that they sort of get that funding cut first. So, everyone, that's why these events that the Holly Community is doing is so very important. Low Vision event, April the 29th, and also May the 7th, the Spring Fest. And although April the 29th is kind of maybe to some a little far away, I will continue to talk about the event as we get closer to it, Lee, just to remind folks about it. So you make sure you continue to email me that information. And maybe if we have time, you know, we can, as we get closer to that date, maybe a week before, we can get you back on for 15 or, you know, 10 minutes to kind of reiterate and talk about a little bit more for people that may have missed out on the show and information tonight.
That sounds good. Can I just say one thing
absolutely.
In regards to the May 7th Spring Festival? We do try to keep it very affordable for families. We understand, especially with today's economy, but we keep it very affordable for families so you can bring the whole family out, have a good day, have a special day since it's the Saturday before Mother's Day. You know, bring mom out for, you know, try a cake on the cake, win a cake on the cake wheel, or just, you know, have a fun day with the whole family. And it's free admission.
Oh, that's wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. So, you guys, you definitely have to go out to that. And like I said, I do believe, Lee, I'm going to be around. So I plan to come and I'll bring my camera so I can take some pictures and all that good stuff and post it on Facebook and Twitter as I'm out there to let everybody see, if you're not there, what they're actually missing.
That would be great. I look forward to seeing you. I'll be running
around.
All right,
again, everybody, this was Lee Lewis, who we were talking to tonight. And, again, she is going to be back on, I promise her, a week before the event, Lee. So we look forward to talking to you again just to kind of give us a quick information and update about it as we get closer to it. Thank you so much for taking the time to be with us tonight, Lee.
Well, thank you for having me. Thank you so much.
Thank you. And, again, everyone, that was Lee Lewis, who was visiting us tonight from Holly Community in Salisbury, Maryland. And they are a nonprofit organization, and they are needing to raise money April the 29th, a low vision event, and also May 7th, which is free, as she mentioned. That's their spring festival. And what Holly Community Incorporated does is they have programs for people that are physically and mentally disabled, that have severe disabling conditions. And as she mentioned, you know, in some cases there may be some type of device that someone or several people need to use there at the facility, so they do these fundraisers to raise money and to help provide those services for people within the Lower Shore, Eastern Shore community. So it is just a great, great program. If you want to know more information about it, just go to www.hollycommunity.org. Also, they have a page on Facebook. I'm friends with them on Facebook, so like them on Facebook. Again, all you've got to do is type in Holly Community, and I guarantee you that you'll see the information on there. So make sure you find them on Facebook. I didn't ask Lee. I don't know if Lee is taking friends on Facebook, but you can try. Her name is Lee Lewis, L-E-W-I-S, first name L-E-E. Again, Holly Community, that was visiting At Home with Victoria tonight. So we're going to wish them the best in trying to raise money. And many of you know that one thing that is very, very dear to my heart is nonprofit organizations. I've had the opportunity to cover so many of them in my television career. So whenever anybody from any nonprofit emails me or calls to say, hey, can I come on the show, they get first priority. So, again, April the 29th is the Low Vision event, and also, which is very cool, they're not only going to have vendors there, but as Lee mentioned, they're also trying to get somebody there from the VA. So if this is something that you think that you will benefit from, make sure you, you know, maybe jot that down on your calendar, and you can get out there to attend that. And then the May the 7th is their Spring Fest car and bike show. Plenty of food, as she mentioned, and also I'm sure there's going to be lots of vendors. Great thing about that is it's free. So as we go into spring and summer, you know, let's just try to get out there within our communities and do some wonderful things. And again, that was Lee Lewis, and she was calling live from Salisbury, Maryland, www.hollycommunity.org. Don't know if they have a Twitter page. Someone just emailed me that. But definitely I know they have a page on Facebook. So I'm sure if you find the page on Facebook, then you will be able to connect there and see if they also tweet as well. So definitely make sure that you check out their organization. Second part of the show that we are going to be dealing with tonight, and that is Wanda Bruce. Now, Wanda is a professional promoter of boxing. So there's an event, I believe, that's coming up in the D.C. area. So we're waiting for Wanda to call in, and she's going to talk to us a little bit about that. So I'm looking forward to learning about that. Also, Wanda has a organization that she's going to tell us about. She's actually the chief executive officer, the president, and the founder of Women in Support Together. So we're looking forward to learn more information about that. So Wanda Bruce is next on the schedule for tonight on At Home with Victoria. I do believe she's in the process of calling in now. So while we're waiting for Wanda to call in, I also want to just say thank you for those of you that are listening tonight, and also if you're inside the chat room, I do appreciate all of our guests that we have inside the chat room. If you are new to At Home with Victoria, this is a show where we do a little bit of everything, news, information, nonprofits, events, and trying to help people that promote events, especially if you're a nonprofit. We also have entertainment co-host Michael Kay, as well as he's our producer. Michael deals with anything entertainment, so if you've got, you know, something that deals with singing or talent or acting, then Michael Kay is your person. He basically generally spends his time booking guests for the show. Myself, I am a television journalist and news anchor career. I've been in TV for, oh gosh, I would guess 17 to 18 years, so I was one of the people that you see on the television that would read your evening and morning newscasts, and decided to start At Home with Victoria a little bit later in my career because I wanted to be able to give more time to folks to come on and talk about their different things. But I do think Wanda is joining us now, so let's go ahead and see if this is her on the line so we can talk a little bit about boxing and this event that she's got coming up. Hi, Wanda. Victoria, are you with us?
Yes, I am. Thank you so much.
Well, thank you so much for being here. I do appreciate your time. So, first of all, we're going to talk about a couple of things. We'll get to the boxing, but I know that you are the founder, president, and chief executive officer of Women in Support Together. Tell us a little bit about that organization and why you decided to start that.
Well, what happens is I started it in 2000. I did some work with Mike Tyson in Washington, D.C., and after doing my research, I realized that women were not getting the proper backing of in boxing. So I said, mm-hmm. you know, I need to formulate an organization that's going to support women fully. And that's how I came up with Women in Sport Together. And I started the boxing organization to help young girls with character building and with anger management, and just showing them that getting into the ring was a way to release a lot of their stress and also to stay in shape.
Okay, that's very good. And speaking of that, when you said getting into the ring, I've also noticed, at least especially within the last couple of years, there's been so many different types of boxing and sort of judo classes at gyms that women can take. And I personally had never really thought about taking a boxing class, but once, you know, you started to see a lot of promotions on television for it, and then it started to come in the form of exercise and losing weight, I had decided to try one. And, Wanda, I'm telling you, I did not think that I was going to like it, but just the sheer pressure of having those gloves on and being able to hit something, it did exactly what you said. It kind of like released this energy in me that I had pent up that I didn't even think that I had inside of me.
Right. And it gives you a different kind of respect just for the anger part of it. And I noticed with a lot of the females, when they really learn the art of boxing, they're able to really control their demeanor. I mean, it's amazing. It works differently. Even though they learn the technique and the style and the respect of it, they truly respect it. And that's what I love about it.
Yeah, I think that's wonderful. And it's so interesting that we are on the topic of boxing, because I don't know if you saw Mike Tyson's show, but just last night I happened to be flipping the channels, and I saw the promos for it, because many of you know Mike Tyson has a show where he has a love for pigeons, and he's going to be doing a charity
right.
event and raising money for pigeons. And I saw the promos, and I thought, I don't know if I'm going to be interested in this. But anyway, make a long story short, Wanda, so I decided to watch it. And I have to tell you, I was completely glued to the show. And it was just something that was very, very, very cool to watch, because I'd never really thought much about pigeons. But the idea that was something that Mike Tyson, you know, was interested in, it kind of what became interested in me. So have you seen that show, or if not, do you plan to watch it?
Yes, I do plan to watch it, because, you know, in all actuality, Mike is how I got started. So I try to support him in whatever he does. That's very positive. But I see the love that he had. I saw him on a talk show last week, and I was noticing the love that he had for these pigeons. And I felt the same way that you did. I was like, wow, pigeons. But, you know, hey, it is what it is. And if that's what he loves and he's going to raise money for it, I'm back.
Right. Exactly, exactly. Then, yeah, if that's what he loves and that's his thing, then so be it. But one of the other interesting things that he talked about was that when he was young, that his love for that was basically what also kept him out of a lot of trouble. So
right.
I just think that was very cool. And it was just kind of, I didn't necessarily have that in mind to bring up, but I thought, you know what, I just saw that yesterday, so I'll have to mention that to Wanda and see what she thinks. But listen, so talking about boxing, when Jennifer first emailed me and said that this is what we were going to be talking about, I was really, really interested in it because I've been a journalist and television news anchor for 17, 18 years, and I have never, ever, Wanda, done one story pertaining to women in boxing. So this was kind of like my first time of saying, wow, you know, looking at my career, that I had never done anything on that. But it's not that women in boxing isn't out there. Of course, you know, we see more of it for men and discussions about it for men than we do women. So what are your thoughts on that? Do you think that you know, we're going to see more of it now, or that we are seeing more of women in boxing now?
Well, actually, you're going to see a lot of it in the near future because other than 1904, 2012 will be the first year that women will actually fight in the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, wow, okay.
Women are coming from everywhere to compete. The gyms are filling up with women because the first time everybody wants to be in the Olympics, and you know, everybody's training now. We're going to get the respect that we deserve.
Mm-hmm.
They kind of shortchanged us because men have 12 weight classes in the Olympics. However, mm-hmm. they only gave us 3.
Okay.
But we'll accept that because that's the breaking of the foundation. So we'll take the 3 weight classes. And
it's a start, right, too.
It's a start. We'll take that. The only thing that I don't like is that they took the 3 away from the men, so now they have less.
Mm-hmm.
I just can't understand why they couldn't give us, you know, our own, you know. But
mm-hmm.
but I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And there are girls that are 10 years old that are in the gym, and it's amazing.
Really?
There are girls that are 45 years old that are in the gym now. So you're going to see a wide variety of women from all spectrums that are getting into boxing because of the 2012 Olympics.
Interesting. Well,
you
definitely will have to make sure, well, more so not you, me, I'll definitely have to make sure that I kind of keep tabs and follow you, because as we get closer to that, I would love to have you back on the show. And unfortunately with my show, we broadcast over the entire United States of America and also in Europe, so I know that there's going to be a tremendous amount of interest in that, as you said. So hopefully as we get closer to that, we can get you back on and do your own commentary and kind of, you know, sort of tell us, not only women but men, what we need to be looking for as the women get into the ring. So I just think that's absolutely fantastic. And I love learning things because I didn't know that the women were going to be in the Olympics, so that is fantastic.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, yes. And that's why we're having so many competitions right now with the females.
Mm-hmm.
As a matter of fact, I live in Washington, D.C., and we have 2 girls that are actually in Colorado at the Olympic training camp now that
mm-hmm.
are competing this week to go to the Pan Am Games.
What are their names?
Tyresha Douglas.
To watch out for them.
Tyresha Douglas.
Mm-hmm.
And Franchon Cruz.
Okay.
Yeah, they're in Colorado, and their next stop, I think, is Argentina, and then Poland. So, I mean, they're traveling the world, you know, and they're young. They're very young, which is a great thing, you know, that they've been fortunate enough to be as good as they are, you know, and
mm-hmm.
hopefully we'll get somebody from the United States that makes it to the Olympics. And I'm going to do everything I can to help them.
Well, yeah. I have no doubt. I have no doubt that you will certainly do every single thing that you can. By the way, on a side note, I just friended you on Facebook, so please accept my friendship.
I sure will.
But also, like I said, it was Jennifer, who's a friend of mine that I met through somebody on Facebook, who very much supports what you do and sent me all of the information. And now, how is it that you mentioned it a little bit earlier, but how, why is it that this was a field that, that you got into?
Well, I actually was an inspector for the D.C. Boxing Commission.
Mm-hmm.
And when Mike Tyson had gotten out of the penitentiary, we fought to have one of his next fights in Washington, D.C. And because I have such a big mouth and I stand my ground, the commissioner actually asked me to come to the press conference when Mike Tyson came and to really speak my opinion, and that's what mm-hmm. I did. I stood up in front of all the cameras and the Washington Post and everything, and, mm-hmm. you know, my whole spiel was on rehabilitation. You know, why is it that if God gives us a second chance, why can't we just
Absolutely.
Let this man fight, and why can't we just offer the people in Washington, D.C. an opportunity to make more money? There would be more jobs, you know. All of that, and mm-hmm. you know, I started, and I was like, you know what, I'm going to stand my ground, and I see the struggles, and then I started looking at it from the women's perspective and noticing how the women were unable to get that respect in the boxing, and I said, you know what, I'm going to make a difference, and I started mm-hmm. building my foundation from there, and that's where I am today.
That's absolutely wonderful. Just great. We have some guests inside the chat room. I want to thank you so much for taking the time to listen, and also I know we've got some new listeners to At Home with Victoria tonight that are listening from South and North Carolina. So thank you for taking the time to listen. We are talking to Wanda Bruce right now, and we're talking about females, and we're talking about boxing. And something, if you're just started to listen to the show, that Wanda mentioned that I did not know, that the women will fight in the Olympics. So we are, as she mentioned, hoping that we're going to get somebody from the United States. And she mentioned a couple of young ladies that are out there now that we have to definitely keep our eye on. Now let's talk about any upcoming events and programs, because I'm also in on the East Coast in the Washington, D.C. area, and any events that you guys have, I would love to come out and support that, as I also know many of my fans and followers. I have lots of people in the Washington, Baltimore area that follow me and listen to the show. So you've got anything coming up that we can come out and support?
Of course. April the 9th. At Sugar Ray Leonard's gym in Palmer Park, Maryland, we're going to do an all-female amateur show. And those couple of the girls that I mentioned will be on the show. We have girls coming from Alabama, Detroit, New York, Colorado to fight on this card.
Oh, great, great, great. And is there a how can we find out more information about that if people are interested? Do you guys have something on Facebook, or can we just Google it or check out that site and we'll get the information?
You can go to www.fightlady.biz.
Okay. And actually, I'm glad you mentioned that, Wanda, because speaking of that, I do have that information on the website inside the chat room and also in the show information. So that information is out there. So if you do want more information about that and also to learn more information about Juan, it's www.fightlady.biz. So if you don't have time to write it down now, don't worry. It's always going to be there as well. So, Wanda, listen, thank you so much for coming on, and I hope you come back. I'll certainly be calling on you later as we get as the Olympics sort of rolls around, because I know you'll be able to put all of what we're going to see into perspective and to be able to educate not only women but men out there as well once we actually get going in this. And I certainly do hope that I can make it to that April the 9th event. And up until then, I've got quite a few more shows, so I will push that event and I will mention it on all of my shows and the website for you.
Thank you so very much. I really appreciate it. And, like, do get in touch with me, because I'd like to put you on my VIP list and anybody
Great.
That you're bringing with you. I definitely would like you to see it. Once you see it, you'll be calling me, like, when is the next one? I'm telling you.
I'm like, oh, my God, Wanda, when's the next fight? I've got to be there. Well, you know, something else that I'm interested in doing, I have a lots of friends who work at the TV stations in Baltimore and D.C., and I know that they would love to come out and cover this as a story because you know there are going to be so many people as the Olympic nears that's going to be looking for folks like you and also to be able to come out to places and see women and actually talk about that sport. So I'm looking forward also to be able to help you with that and help you get some more publicity out there. Absolutely.
Yes,
absolutely.
So much.
The news lady, Jennifer will tell you, I'll definitely take care of you. Don't you worry about that. Once you get on my radar, that means you're on there forever.
Oh, fine. Thank you. Thank you so much.
Okay, Wanda, God bless, and thank you for your time tonight. I do appreciate it.
Thank you so much again. Bye-bye.
And again, everyone, that was Wanda Bruce. She is a promoter of boxing and more importantly women. So you heard her talk about the event that's coming up on April the 9th in D.C. at the Sugar Ray Leonard. So come out and promote that. But more importantly, what I learned tonight that I didn't know, that women boxing is now a sport in the Olympics, and the upcoming Olympics you will see women boxers. So we look forward to hearing more from Wanda Bruce in the future about this. So I just want to thank everybody who called in tonight, and I hope you all were able to get some really good information. Top of the show, we have the Holly community, Lee Lewis, who called in about that event April the 29th, which is low vision event. Also, May 7th, she's got her spring festival car and bike show. And then the last part of the show, Wanda Bruce, the founder, president, and chief executive officer of Women in Support Together, called in, and she also promotes boxing for women, and as she mentioned, knows Mike Tyson, and that was one of the reasons why she was interested in the field. So thank you so much for taking the time to join us. We do have shows tomorrow, and also we have shows on Wednesday. Don't forget, you can also listen to us on your iPhone. If you have a BlackBerry or a smartphone, we do go live stream on those devices, and you can obtain us as a free podcast on iTunes as well, and feel free to download any shows. And if that wasn't all, you can also like our show At Home with Victoria on Facebook. Michael Kay, our entertainment co-host, he also has his own fan page, which is entertainment co-host Michael Kay At Home with Victoria. Or if you don't want to be friends there, you can just add me, Victoria Gaither, as a friend on Facebook and follow the information for the shows there. So listen, thanks a lot for taking the time to join us tonight. I always appreciate it. I think I've got a few minutes left, so I think I'll go ahead and maybe play a song tonight. Let's see. We'll listen to Kobe. Let's listen to Kobe and see what he's got. Good night, everybody.
I would do anything you'd say if you would just be mine. What more can I say? Do anything you say if you would just be mine. What more can I say? Is not a lot to give.
baby, yes, I'm giving it to you. Anything that's nice to give, I don't have to think twice to give. That's how much I love you, Daddy. That's how much I love you. I said that's how much I love you. That's how much I love you. One more.